From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Catching up on some unfinished business, the House of Representatives passed a gigantic spending bill today. The bill provides funds for most of the federal government for the fiscal year that began October 1st. But it also includes millions of dollars for special projects in local districts. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
No one on Capitol Hill says this is a great bill. In fact, the House Appropriations Committee Chairman Bill Young of Florida says nobody likes everything in the bill.
But I will tell you that it is the best product that we could provide when you consider the fact that we were negotiating with the Republicans and Democrats in the House, negotiating with the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, negotiating with the leadership, and negotiating with the White House.
Republicans touted what they called the successes of the bill, hundreds of millions of dollars in increased funding for the FBI and other agencies, specifically for fighting terrorism and keeping embassies secure, $4.7 billion for the Centers for Disease Control, and another $250 million for international initiatives to fight HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Many Democrats said their main objection had to do with issues aside from dollar amounts. They had wanted to block President Bush's new rules governing overtime pay. Both the House and Senate voted to knock out those new rules, but a veto threat convinced Republican leaders to go along with the White House. Also at the administration's bidding, provisions limiting how many TV stations one company can own in a region were changed before the final vote. And, said House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, many other things were tinkered with, even though both chambers had voted for them.
We act in the House, the Senate acts the same way, and it goes to conference, and magically it disappears. Or it comes back here 180 degrees different.
And the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, David Obie of Wisconsin, said the bill has billions less in education funding than the President and Congress promised in the No Child Left Behind Act. And Obie said it underfunds many other programs as well.
So it, on substance, short sheets and short changes, some of the most basic obligations of government, and yet this conference finds room for over 7,000 individual member pieces of pork.
What Obie calls pork are local projects that will receive taxpayer dollars if this bill becomes law, like $3 million for Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for an urban renewal project downtown, like $90,000 for upgrades to a horticultural training center in Prince George's County, Maryland, and like $900,000 for the city of Salmon, Idaho, for the Sacagawea Cultural and Arts Center. Many Democrats and fiscal conservatives say these kinds of small projects called earmarks cost the federal government billions and entice members of Congress to vote for bad policy just to get their local projects funded. But Appropriations Chairman Young says they're as important to Congress as funding federal agencies.
Earmarks are a prerogative of the Congress under the Constitution. The Congress has the right to determine the entire appropriations bill.
The bill now moves to the Senate, where delaying tactics are likely to push final action into the new year. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.